House come to order. Members, indicate your presence by voting. Madam Clerk?
28 members present.
We do have a quorum to conduct business, Mr. Majority Leader.
Move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Anderson, Foster, McGuire, Moses, and Roper be excused from the call of the House today.
Without objection, then, those members will be shown as excused. Leading the invocation today is Representative Coghill. Members, please rise for the invocation.
Let us pray, please. Almighty God, we bow in deep reverence before you and acknowledge our need of divine guidance in these deliberations. We also remember that you promise to help those who trust in you. Remember that we have been chosen by people from all over Alaska to serve and represent them. So with whatever humility we can muster, we're ready to do our best. Please help and guide us and those in our government as well as our people at home. These series of decisions leading to a gas pipeline will have such a large impact on us and our next generations. We ask that your wisdom lead us and our people. We're thankful for the privilege and the duty as representatives. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Representative Corian, lead us in the Pledge of
Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative
Dahlstrom. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would ask that that beautiful prayer be spread across the journal today.
Hearing no objection, then that beautiful prayer will be spread across the journal. Madam Clerk, you certify the journal for the previous legislative days.
I certify the correctness of the journal for the 13th through the 21st legislative days of the second special session.
Majority Leader.
Hard to believe, isn't it, Mr. Speaker? I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal of the 13th through the 21st legislative days of the second special session be approved as certified by the Chief Clerk.
Hearing no objection, then the journal as presented by the Chief Clerk will be certified. Do we have any guests for introduction today? Mr. Majority Leader?
We do have a page that I'd like to introduce. Over here on this side, over here by this camera, is Miss Catherine Moss, daughter to my chief of staff, Reneva. So Catherine just graduated high school, high on the marks, and so she decided to stick around and see how we do things. So would you welcome Catherine Moss?
Other guests? Madam Clerk, are there any messages from the governor?
Message dated May 30th stating that the governor has signed Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 13 Finance, School Funding, and School Bond Reimbursement. It's chapter number 41, SLA 2006. And a message dated May 30th stating that the governor has signed the following: Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 109 Finance, Screening Newborn for Hearing and Audiologist. It's chapter number 43, SLA 2006. A message dated May 30th stating the governor has signed the following: Committee Substitute for Sponsor Substitute for House Bill 133, Judiciary Amended Municipal Boundary Changes, Chapter Number 46, SLA 2006. And Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 334, Finance, Municipal Property Tax Deferral Exemption, Chapter Number 44, SLA 2006. Message dated May 23rd stating the governor has signed Committee Substitute for House Bill 439, Labor and Commerce Amended Insurance Product Regulation Compact, Chapter Number 39, SLA 2006, and Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 54, Finance Protective Order for Sexual Assault Abuse, Chapter Number 36, SLA 2006, and Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 55, Finance Agricultural Land, Chapter Number 37, SLA 2006. And message dated May 30th stating the governor has signed the following: Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 109, Permanent Fund Dividend Fraud Eligibility. It's chapter number 42, SLA 2006. Message dated May 23rd stating the governor has signed Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 172, Initiative Referendum Recall and Pamphlet. And it's chapter number 38, SLA 2006. a message dated May 30th stating the governor has signed House Committee Substitute Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 261 Judiciary Traffic Safety Corridors Chapter Number 45 SLA 2006 and Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 315 Labor and Commerce Disposition of Unredeemed Property Chapter Number 40 SLA 2006. There are no further messages from the governor.
Are there any messages from the other body?
A message dated May 23rd stating the Senate has passed and transmitted for consideration committee substitute for Senate Bill 2001 Finance by the Senate Finance Committee entitled An Act Relating to the Production Tax on Oil and Gas and to Conservation Surcharges on Oil Relating to Criminal Penalties for Violating Conditions Governing Access to and Use of Confidential Information Relating to the Production Tax, Amending the Definition of Gas as that definition applies in the Alaska Stranded Gas Development Act, making conforming amendments and providing for an effective date.
Refer to the Finance Committee.
There are no further messages from the other body.
Are there any communications?
There are no communications today.
Are there any standing committee reports?
There are no standing committee reports.
Are there any special committee reports?
There are no special committee reports.
Do you have any resolutions or citations to be introduced?
There's no citations or resolutions
for introduction. Are there any bills for introduction?
House Bill 2002 by the House Rules Committee by request of the governor entitled An Act Conferring Original Jurisdiction on the Alaska Supreme Court for the purpose of providing judicial review of a contract executed under the Alaska Stranded Gas Development Act and setting the time in which a contract developed under that act or a statute of limitations regarding that contract must be legally challenged and providing for an effective date, a letter, and 2-0 fiscal notes were attached.
Bill referred to the Judiciary Committee.
House Bill 2003 by the House Rules Committee by request of the governor entitled An Act Establishing the Alaska Natural Gas Pipeline Corporation to finance, own, and manage the state's interest in the Alaska North Slope Natural Gas Pipeline Project and relating to that corporation and to subsidiary entities of that corporation relating to owner entities of the Alaska North Slope Natural Gas Pipeline Project, including provisions concerning Alaska North Slope Natural Gas Pipeline Project indemnities, establishing the Gas Pipeline Project Cash Reserves Fund in the corporation, and establishing the Alaska Natural Gas Pipeline Construction Loan Fund in the Department of Revenue, making conforming amendments and providing for an effective date. A letter, a fiscal note, and a 0 fiscal note were attached.
Judiciary and Finance Committees.
House Bill 2004 by the House Rules Committee by request of the Governor entitled An Act Relating to the Alaska Stranded Gas Development Act, including clarifications or provision of additional authority for the development of stranded gas fiscal contract terms, making a conforming amendment to the Revised Uniform Arbitration Act relating to municipal impact money received under the terms of a stranded gas fiscal contract and providing for an effective date. A letter, a 0 fiscal note, and an indeterminate fiscal note were attached.
Refer to the Resources and Judiciary Committees.
There's no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar. Madam Clerk, are there any items on today's calendar?
There's no legislation on today's calendar.
And are there any citations?
No citations.
Any unfinished business? Is there any committee announcements? Representative Samuels?
Thank you. Resources tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.
Resources at 9 a.m. Representative Chenault?
Tentatively finance tonight at 5.
A tentative finance committee at 5. Any other committee announcements? There may be a judiciary committee tomorrow. I don't know, but we'll find out about that, I guess. All right. Any other announcements? Any special orders? Mr. Majority Leader.
Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the House stand adjournment until 11 a.m. Thursday, June 1st.
Be in adjournment until 11 a.m. tomorrow.